Now that Uber is a public company, WeWork is one of the hottest startups in town. The shared office space giant was valued at $47 billion in January, and it's set to go public later this year or early next. So why is CEO and founder Adam Neumann cashing out more than $700 million from his high-flying company now? Let's go to Maureen Farrell, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, who's been covering this story. Maureen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with that question. I mean, why is Adam Neumann cashing out such a big chunk of his stake ahead of its IPO?
Well, he's done it in two ways, and it's been over years. He's taken out money in various rounds when they've raised money. Mm-hmm. And he's also taken out a big loan. So that $700 million includes both of those. All that said, companies stay private longer. We do hear of founders taking money out of the company with each round. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes even the early investors can sell a little bit. Mm-hmm. This, from everyone we've spoken to, they said this is an order of magnitude larger than they've ever seen another founder take money off the table.
Right. This is a big stake. I mean, doesn't that look bad for the company's prospects if the CEO, you know, is taking out such a big stake before an IPO?
People say it's disconcerting. Investors have definitely told us that, other people around the company. People close to him, they say, oh, he's given $100 million to more than $100 million to charity. He's also taken out loans that he's then used part of those loans to actually buy shares that he is entitled to early. So he spent some of that reinvesting in a certain way in WeWork. But yes, it's a big number. There are questions. He still has a big stake in the company. He's still the largest shareholder. Mm. But the dollar value is big.
We mentioned WeWork's $47 billion valuation. They rent out shared workspaces. I mean, there have been co-working spaces from, you know, Berlin to Oakland for many years. Why is this company such a hot financial prospect? Have they found a way to scale it that other companies just haven't?
Yes, they have. They've expanded domestically, globally, at a rate that no one in the commercial real estate world has really ever seen before. They're one of the biggest landlords in New York, Boston, San Francisco. You walk around, you see the spaces everywhere. And that is what investors seem to be the most excited about, or willing to put these big valuations out there to get shares of the company, thinking this growth can continue and will ultimately turn the company profitable. They are a long way from profitability right now, though.
Well, and it's been a relatively disappointing year for IPOs. Uber and Lyft both underperformed analyst expectations. Do you think WeWork is going to be any different?
Well, the biggest IPOs, as you said, Uber and Lyft, have been big disappointments. They had raised a ton of money in the private markets. They still have big losses, and public investors have not been very excited about them. In contrast to other IPOs, smaller companies have done actually really well. WeWork, a lot of people say, looks a lot more like Uber and Lyft in terms of its losses. It's trying to do kind of an interesting debt deal to show investors that it's actually profitable on a building-by-building basis, and that maybe these losses are different than Uber and Lyft's and other companies. All that said, I think the market is skeptical of money-losing companies, especially ones that have already raised so much money. And WeWork's raised more than $9 billion in the private markets.
It'll be interesting to watch WeWork. Maureen Farrell is a reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.